Dakota shudders, and his tongue lashes out. Only it's not a normal-sized tongue. Is it even a tongue? It's where a tongue should be, but it's 3 times as long as a normal tongue, 2x as long as a 1980s glam rocker's, and it is spraying some green liquid. Green. This wipes out any forearm sexiness. Watch out! Sunglasses guy leaps in front of me. His back starts to sizzle. Crap! He whips around, like he's protecting me. There is a mark across his back that has seared right through his leather jacket and the shirt underneath, all the way down to his skin. A long burn. The scorched leather smells like burning hair, but sweeter somehow. I press my back into the locker row that's still standing, just as Dakota rubs his duct-taped hands into the leftover liquid on the floor. The tape snaps right off. So much for the power of duct tape. This is not good, Sunglasses Guy says. Stay behind me. He's just Dakota, I insist, but even I can hear the doubt in my voice. I am not just Dakota, Dakota says, standing up. Am I, China? The man, China, doesn't answer. His back straightens, like he is trying to make himself even bigger. Okay, maybe you're not just Dakota. You are a racist Dakota who somehow has a green acid tongue thing going on, which you managed to hide all during English class, but you're a good guy, right? I babble. I told you, you should have taped my mouth, Dakota says to China. Although I could have spat through that, too. You seem like you're too cheap to use the good tape. China snarls at him. I didn't know you were a spitter. You didn't do your homework then, did you, Hunter? Spitter? Hunter? A voice that sounds like Dakota's bounces around in my head. Stupid human. What is going on? I whisper. I almost reach out and touch China's leather jacket, but I stop. Some instinct makes me stop. Are you going to shut the human up, or am I? Dakota asks, although...